welcome to Hey Bitch Podcast.
Hey Bitches.
We are the Bitches. And hey. Oh, and I guess Bitchos. What do you want?
I don't know.
A male form
still,
of bitch?
I still like the Mitches.
I feel like bitch is a general term, like mailman or human, you know.
I like male woman, but that's just my own preference.
Male woman?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be separate? Why can't we just have like
then
one?
We can call all of them male women then.
I know you're like, you like Spanish and like, you know.
I like Spanish?
Yeah, you like Spanish.
Wait, I like it or like I'm
the Spanish
like...
language is like very male-female oriented, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I hate the whole language.
Oh, you hate the whole language?
Let's just introduce who the fuck is here. Okay?
All right. Roll call.
I'm Gio.
I'm
the
Nikki.
One that doesn't like Spanish.
The one that loves Spanish.
I'm Bose and I like English.
I'm Megan. I can barely speak any of the languages correctly.
Oh my God. You're the first guest that has ever introduced themselves. I'm so embarrassed right now.
Oh.
We needed to do that.
We are here with our good friend, YouTuber, dancer.
Yes.
DIY
extraordinaire. DIY
extraordinaire.
Cook. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
The millennial Joanna Gaines.
What was that painful for you to say?
I couldn't remember if her name was Joanna or Joanna, and then I remembered at the last minute.
And I don't know that much about what Megan does, but she's mad fine.
We were having a conversation, and like she was looking at me, and I was like, you're like really pretty.
No. Yeah. It was like mid-sentence. Like, we were having a legit conversation,
Megan,
and she's like, wow,
really
you're really pretty.
Your face is very symmetrical. Oh, God.
If you're just listening and you're not watching on YouTube, you are missing out on all the action.
Or while you're listening, just pull up a picture of her and just look at it.
Yeah, go plug your Instagram. What is it?
It's at Megan Batoon. It's at Smosh. Can you imagine?
Is that for her?
No, I do that all the time when people
she's from Smosh.
I know. They'll comment on my photos and they'll go like, oh, you have a YouTube channel? Where is it? And I'll go, it's Smosh. Like, I always plug other people's YouTube channels.
And you're
Instagram.
Like, I wonder why I grow so slow.
Like all the comments on Smosh's last post are like, where's Megan?
I know. My manager's like, this is bad business. It's funny to me.
So Megan, you currently dating anyone?
Oh,
let's jump right in there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, let's make it awkward.
What do you consider dating?
What do you consider dating?
Because, you know, it's different now. Like talking to and dating, it's all different.
Okay, would you bring like them to a barbecue?
No.
And
okay.
Well, I'll just like tell you about him in like a broader sense of like, these are kind of the men that I date.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So they're comedians, and I think that's where I have my main problem.
Yeah, that's...
So many people have told me to stop dating comedians. I just keep on doing it.
Why? What's wrong with
gotta
comedians?
Touch the stove to know it's
You don't want
to
know.
I mean, I'm married to a comedian.
I mean, not really,
Not like the stand-up kind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think at least with stand-ups, and I really hope no stand-up is watching and being mad at me for saying this, but like their job is to kind of figure out what's wrong with things, to see things that are not good about something. And so it's like...
And then make it a joke.
Yeah, inherently not optimistic. It's realism in like a very malicious way. So
you should date a prop comic.
What, like,
really
like Triumph the comic girl?
Like Carrot Top.
Oh,
like a mime.
Yeah, like, Jeffrey Dunn,
who's the one that fucking smashes watermelon?
Gallagher.
Yeah, there we go.
He's dead.
I don't think
well
he's
that was tragic.
There goes the dating pool.
But what is it about comedians that you keep getting yourself into this situation?
That's such a good question, my therapist.
Now, is it the comedy or is it the sadness and vulnerability?
Ooh, because I'm there for that.
Yeah.
I want everybody to be sad and vulnerable around me.
But we have our limit. It's like comedians keep going.
Right.
They're always down to drink. Like, literally always down to drink, always down to party. Like, there's always some kind of drama going on. It's fun and it's exhilarating. But I mean, what is it for you?
I don't know. I mean, I do like to laugh a lot, but I realize like you don't have to date a comedian to laugh.
Right.
The thing is, if you can laugh during sex, I want to marry you. Like jokes during sex. Hello.
Can I get an example of a joke during sex?
I made a joke during sex yesterday and my boyfriend went soft.
What was the joke?
And then we got back on the couch and we were both quiet and I was like, can I tell you how I'm feeling right now? That actually happened last night.
Can I tell you how I...
And then we had a really great communicative discussion where I had to be like, was it me or was it...
Wait, was it one of those where it's like, is it inside? Because I can't feel anything yet.
No.
Or like, psych!
No, I thought that I made like a cute joke and he told me that it took his mind out of sexy time and like he, it was hard for him to go back into it.
try harder.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that happened last night.
Yeah, we have a trust thing. Like, so I married a comedian after swearing I would never date a comedian again because my previous boyfriend was a comedian and he was awful. So we have a rule, though, because I used to be comfortable like that. And actually, I used to make jokes that I would tell my stand-up set during sex to him before we started dating. But then we started having sex and I really didn't do that. It was just a joke. But we have a rule because there's like a trust where like if you cross the line into like not making it sexy time anymore when the other person is committed to like doing dirty talk and like, you know, because dirty talk's kind of embarrassing if someone like calls you out on it, you know, like if you're like in the middle, you're trying to take it seriously.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what was that? Was that a German uncle? Like, what was that? You know.
Right. Also, what kind of sexy voice is going on that it's even close to a German uncle?
Hey, don't yuck my yumbos. Yeah.
I like them leg hairs.
I want to. I can't do it.
What the fuck?
I want to suck your dick. Okay, I'm done.
Fill in the blanks.
Yep.
I'm definitely not.
So we can't call each other. We can't like make jokes when the other person's trying to take it seriously. Otherwise, it's a gateway to like never taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And then like you don't get to have that role play aspect anymore.
Right. Maybe it's because I have never role played before.
Oh,
but
there's a problem.
Yeah. So I think that like it's not like a roast battle of jokes. It's just can you imagine?
Like before sex, a full on roast battle, and then at the end of it, he's like, I'm hard.
He's like, your tits are so weird. How weird are they?
The worst. But yeah, if you can laugh in general, maybe if you're not talking dirty, but you're just kind of like in it. And
yeah.
Because I feel like if you're like naked and vulnerable and laughing, it's like that's the most you could ever be.
Yeah.
Right?
And you've never had that, therefore, when it does happen, you're going to marry them?
I don't know.
You're talking about more like humility, maybe, then.
Yeah, because I've definitely like laughed during sex. I can't even think of a situation that it's been in, but it's just been like in a period where like we're so happy that like something really small happens that it just becomes funny.
Yeah.
You know, I've had that happen before, but I thought it was cute. All right, cool. Shoot me. I'll see myself out. Is anyone going to talk yet?
Just talking. I know you're making like mad eye contact with me. So I'm like, do you want me to jump in now? And no. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it.
I make a lot of eye contact.
Yeah.
I do so much so that I felt like my boss threw a jab at me the other day. We're at a restaurant and the waiter hadn't come over for a minute. And I was like, okay, I'll like try to make eye contact with him. And she was like, yeah, you're good at that. And I was like, okay. Make a lot of eye contact.
So how did you meet this guy that you don't know if you're dating or not?
Oh god, now I'm like nervous to say anything ever,
right?
I meet all of the people that I've dated through other people, which is like my favorite form of meeting people. But I don't know, I keep on like downloading the dating apps and then they get screenshot and put on Twitter, so I have to get off of them. So like I feel like I can't date anybody.
That's so hard. Yeah. Because, like, I didn't think about
Jesus face, for real.
I'm sorry. Well, just understand that I've been out of the game.
Yeah.
Forever. Right. We got two married people on here, one serious relationship, and then Megan that
and then
is navigating the seas. And that's why we wanted to talk to you about this, because it's like, you know, it's like, what do you look like? Or what do you look for in a guy, like, in today's dating pool?
Are you guys going to help me find someone right now?
It's different for Megan, though.
Yeah.
It's really different, though, because
she likes to find people through her friends.
Oh, talking about
because you're my friends.
Friends.
No. I'm saying it's different for her in the dating pool because she's like not a regular person.
Right.
You know, like she said, like her shit gets screenshotted and gets blasted everywhere. So like her pool of people is literally like.
Totally.
I didn't mean that sound, though. Like it's just like.
You hear those celebrity type of dating apps where you have Raya to apply and
should
you have
we
a
not
certain
say Raya?
Oh god, you get the douchiest people on that.
And have they don't like talk that? To you again.
Dude, you get the douchiest people. And then they always make it a point to say like we met on Raya. Like it's like they're like, I was accepted and like the worst people.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't love
it. But I feel like there's gross people on every dating app.
Well, but doesn't Raya even have an option for income?
What?
I think it does, where you can like display
I get that.
Or something on
I understand
there.
That.
How do you prove it? You have to send your taxes in? Or what?
I don't know. I think that's a section on Raya. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it is.
I don't want to just kind of
like, that kind of shows you like how douchey it kind of is. Like,
yeah. Right.
Or like, I've heard YouTubers will get on there to meet other people to collab with.
Oh, yeah. They have like a work section. I don't know how often that works. Because when you match on someone with Raya, like nothing ever happens afterwards. Oh. You're like, I know you. I know of you now. And that's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, dating sounds hard.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, but I want to help. So,
okay,
what if you, like in your ideal world, uh-huh. like in the whole, like if you had to put together the perfect partner mm-hmm. and he just comes tumbling into your life somehow, but what would that look like?
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go like kind of all, like my, I have like a one of, I guess, mentor maybe. She was like, think of it with your five senses. Like, yeah. what do they look like, sound like, taste Ooh. Like, smell like, feel like?
So, yeah. Taste like.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like. That's a big thing.
I didn't.
You ever like date a guy with bad breath? It's a deal breaker.
Oh, I was thinking straight up licking their arm.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
I was not thinking their
arm. But with the smell, though, too, like I've smelled my boyfriend's armpit before because, like, his, like, I don't know, what is it?
The pheromones.
Yeah. Oh, they're there. And
oh, they're there.
Compatible.
No, yeah. When if you like the smell of their natural scent, you're supposed to be together. Chemically, you're compatible.
Right. Uh-huh. Like from a mammal standpoint.
Yeah.
All of the men that I date like smell so good.
Good.
They smell like okay, hang on. Just bear
describe
with me.
Describe that smell.
Bear with me. Imagine like scotch tape, but
not what I was expecting.
The smell
okay,
of
I'm
scotch.
Hanging on.
I heard scotch and I was like, yeah. And then you said tape, and I was like, whoa.
I'm like different. Scotch tape. With I'm like, can we make it?
Okay, like,
popcorn.
Scotch tape and like sandalwood.
Okay.
I'm down for okay.
Like, oh. I don't know what the smell of scotch tape is, but like, damn,
I
love it.
Almost clean, but like in a
it has a musk. The one that's like kind of matte.
Yeah.
The matte scotch
it's like
tape.
Almost plasticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With sandalwood and some like trauma.
It might be
that
like
sounds,
the smell of trauma.
You might maybe that scotch there might be like some body wash or something. I had my I had my orthodontist a few weeks ago when my boyfriend and I were like having some issues, stick his finger into my mouth and he smelled so good. But I realized that I think he used the same body wash as my boyfriend. And then I was like, I don't know who I want right now.
That happened to me before. Keep going with that awkward laugh.
That's it.
Okay,
that's
so we got this the right. Scotch
that's
tape
the smell.
Okay. I love that.
Must have strong smell of scotch tape and yes. sandalwood. Next.
Yum. And then you don't gotta be a comedian, but a good sense of humor. I think that's just like obviously.
Yes.
Right? No matter who you are, as long as you can get along with someone on a humor level. Then you're
so
fine.
People have different definitions of what a good sense of
yes,
humor is.
Yes, I was about to say that. I'm like, so if he farts and he's cracking up, you're like, I like it.
No, not oh. even that, but like,
no.
So
no, Megan goes,
no, no, or if yeah, she's like, yeah, if it smells like scotch tape. Yeah, I feel like if you both laugh after somebody farts, you guys have the same sense
yes.
of humor. But if you don't, then you don't.
So like some guys, when they would be like, oh yeah, that girl has a good sense of humor. And I'm like, I know that girl. She's not funny.
Right.
But they're-
No, they're talking about
judge
her.
Off of- No, no, no. Face. They judge off of if she laughs at their jokes,
oh.
then they have a good sense of humor. That's what
oh.
they consider a good sense of humor. So then I learned that
oh.
when guys are describing a girl having a good sense of humor, or maybe it is vice versa too, but specifically guys have told me this, that- Oh no, I didn't mean she was funny. I meant, yeah, she has a good sense of humor. Like she gets jokes, meaning she gets his jokes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's different for everyone. That's an interesting.
Yes. Because when
concept.
I say a guy has a good sense of humor, I mean he makes me laugh. I mean,
yeah.
like he's funny.
Right.
And then I would assume if he's saying I have a good sense of humor that he thinks I'm funny also.
Yeah.
But not the case.
Not the case, but the goal.
Yes.
I've never paid attention to that before. Just because I'm fucking funny. So I don't need anyone to tell me that I have a good sense of humor or that I'm funny. And I just don't know.
I can tell by the way you laugh at your jokes for a long time.
I fucking, dude, I spend so much time laughing at my own jokes. I don't know if anyone else is laughing. I laugh loud and hard.
I love that. You'll never be alone.
No, I could be.
Amazing timing.
Okay, so we got
right,
six one out
cool.
of the way. So,
okay.
We have that.
Humor.
Scott.
Smell. That's like a good, like, was that the ear sense? Like the hearing? Yeah, because you're like hearing jokes.
Oh, yeah. We can take that one. Feel, I feel like as if they feel like home, this is dumb.
Oh, that's so cute.
If they feel like home and like, if they are able to make me feel taken care of and gentle, like with the more silly the comedian, the less they know how to touch you. And like, I'll have some people like touch me, but they'll be like,
like a heavy hand,
like a bro,
like a crazy, like they just don't understand, like. That's not how to touch a girl.
I mean, but you look sturdy. They're like, she can handle
it. Hey, pal.
Listen, I know I'm strong as hell, but don't treat me like it.
You use a power drill. Remember, they're like, she's one of those.
I should stop.
She's not going to. She's a softball girl.
Yeah, she's not going to feel my light touch.
Right. Well,
but I get what you mean about like somebody feeling like home, because like I told Micah this one time and I think he was offended. I was, but I meant the best of this. I was like, when I'm with you, I feel like I'm alone. Like, on another, like, I like to be alone a lot. And so it feels like we're very insane.
You mean like
I don't
you,
have to pretend to do shit I don't want to
feel like
do.
You can be your complete self without hiding any aspect of yourself.
Being alone is very comfortable to me.
Yeah,
so
it's your comfort.
So like to be with him and to have that same feeling is like maximum comfort.
So maybe he should have heard, being with you is comfortable.
But he knows him. No, that to me, that's just like more powerful because it just means more to me, I guess.
Yeah.
And on that note, speaking of smell.
Yeah, you don't want a powerful,
ever
yucky smell.
Tried native deodorant, because I don't know if they have sandalwood and scotch tape yet, but they do have cocoa butter and vanilla, coconut, cucumber mint, lavender and rose, eucalyptus and mint, as well as limited edition vanilla. Seasonal scents. Maybe they should consider the scotch tape and sandalwood. People love it because they have they have 8,000 5-star reviews, been featured on TV and in print. Native is aluminum free, safe and effective. There's also free returns and exchanges in the USA, so no risk to try it. And for 20% off your first purchase, you can visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code BTCH during checkout. Once again, that's 20% off your first purchase by visiting nativedeodorant.com and using promo code BTCH during checkout.
Yes, I absolutely love the smell. I think this is actually my favorite smell, coconut and vanilla. It's
she doesn't like Spanish.
Excuse me.
She doesn't like Spanish.
That wasn't Spanish.
That was Filipino.
Yeah, that was
not. I was catering to your people. Vanilla. Yes. I love it. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ding dong, bitch. Ding dong, bitch. It's me with your food. Open up. Did you just get $5 off? Yes, you did, because you used our code to get some hot, fresh food. What do you want right now? Pizza? Chinese? Italian? I was about to say
those are just
dim
men.
Sum, because I would also like some dim sum right now. Can we order DoorDash right now?
We're about to for lunch.
I think that's a good idea.
Yep.
You love to cook, but you're not in the mood to do the dishes tonight. Watch your favorite show with your favorite people instead and get it delivered with DoorDash.
I'm so angry.
No, seriously. If you live in a big city, and I believe it's in a lot of different cities right now, they're expanding really fast. They have almost every restaurant in the city. Like, whatever you feel like, just scroll through. Just scroll through. You're going to find something that you want, and ordering is so easy. Pick the restaurant, pick what you want to eat, ask your boy, you want to throw in on this order, and then Venmo me, man. Pick what you want, hit enter your information, put our code in, and hit deliver. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off of their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code HEYGIRL. That's HEYGIRL. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter the promo code HEYGIRL.
Again, that's promo code HEYGIRL. $5 off your first order from DoorDash.
HEYGIRL.
Hey. Dude, I mean, but I'm like, honestly, I know like you guys are married, but I also am curious what you guys are
this
looking for.
This is actually
a
very accurate list for me.
Really?
Personally. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
And I think just too for our listeners, you know, like if you like Gio, if you're like, you know, I love a girl like Gio, what is Gio like? If you love a girl like Nikki, what is Nikki like? If you love a girl like Megan, what is Megan like? I that's why I'm kind of curious about you guys
too. My must
must I won't stray from, they have to be athletic. Like, I need an athletic body. I need to feel like this person's capable.
Huh.
And if they don't have that, like, everything else kind of goes to shit.
How many of you guys are really into athletics? Athletics not a checkbox.
I don't have a physical type. Yeah. It's always only been sense of humor, like a dark sense of humor and like deep conversations.
Yeah.
And then like they got a good dick. Like, I guess that's a physical type, but totally. Like what's if they're good in bed, they're not a big dick, but like, you know, like they're good with their dick. Like they're good in bed.
What's your physical body type? Like for you?
I don't have.
You don't have one? Yeah, what about you, Megan?
I got mine.
I've dated fat guys, skinny guys, short guys, tall guys.
Athletes too, though.
Small guys.
Isn't just the physical type though. It's like a mindset. So I like the mindset. I like the dedication. I like that they're sticking to goals. I like that so all of that kind of encompasses the dude that I want.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I should refocus on what mine is, because like in my track record is like tall white guys that like probably couldn't survive outside overnight.
Like accurate. Yes, you're right. Yeah. You do stick to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I have some work to do, I guess.
There's nothing wrong with that though. Why are you ashamed?
No.
Well, where are they? I have not found one that's stuck around.
Probably dead.
They're not outside. Dead.
Maybe because it's like
they're just not outside because they couldn't make it.
Is it that you are like, hey, I don't want to seriously date yet because I want to be like, you know, I want to be kind of removed? Or is it like they're not the right guy to seriously date each time?
I think it's that one.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy that I dated before, this was like pretty tragic, but he was like, I want to fall in love with someone like truly madly deeply and I want that person to be you. And he was
like, Soundgarden style.
Do you love me? He asked me that straight up.
Whoa.
On my couch.
How long had you guys been seeing each other at this point?
I mean, long enough to have been dating, but like I was always so scared of commitment that every time I would get to the point of being exclusive, I'd be like, nah, I'm out of here. And because it's so just like scary to commit, because commitment to me means forever. And that is like such an archaic way of thinking, but I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time again in a 4-year relationship if I'm not going to get married.
That should be the mindset. I think too many people don't have that mindset. Yeah. They just see dating as dating as dating, and it's like, I need like an end goal. Like if your goal is like you want to settle down with someone, you want a family and stuff. Not everyone does, but like if those are your end goals, then you definitely like have to have a partner that sees it the same way. Like, and I do feel like when you know, because like with Steve, I said, I love you in 10 days.
I like, know. I love your story.
First date to I love you was 10 days. And I just knew. And I was like, you don't have to say it back. I don't need you to, but I need you to know that my level is I love you. I'm in love with you. I could spend the rest of my life with you.
Nikki, I'm sorry. I'd be like, she's real hot, but this bitch is crazy.
We were friends for 4 years first.
Okay. So like, that gives me more context because I was like,
no.
I was like, bro.
I just met you and I love you and I'm going to get married.
In my head, I was like, you guys were at a movie premiere and you were like, wow, let's go out, let's have dinner. And then like third date, you're like, I'm in love with you. I was like, okay.
No, I felt it. We made love and I had never made love before ever. Like I had never known what that even meant. I think I thought I had before, but then when we did it, I was like, whoa. Like I actually felt so connected and intimate, and I felt like this person is my soulmate. And that was the second time we had sex, and I felt I love you from that moment, but I waited like a week before actually like telling him. Yeah.
Same for Bart and I. Same exact thing. Like we were friends first and then we didn't really like each other like at all. Like I thought he was actually really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And then we get snowed in. We're forced into like having a conversation, and then
The universe really wanted you guys
together. Dude, it was fucking rough. I mean, cause we're so stubborn. And then the next night, I literally told him, hey Bart, never mind, because I wanted to tell him. Like, I've never was compelled to tell anyone I love them. Wow. And then it needed to come out, and I just stopped myself. And then he goes, yeah, I feel that about you too. And I'm like, we're gonna have babies.
Oh my god,
it was wild.
So was Bart the first person you ever said I love you to?
I mean, I've said it before because that's just the thing you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
And I just it felt fucked up if I didn't say it back. But this is the first person I actually meant to
felt it.
Yeah, and like everyone else, I didn't want to marry. I'm like, I'm too focused on career. I don't have time for this shit. But with him, it was like, oh fuck.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I've said it 4 times, but each time I really thought like I could marry this guy. Like, mm-hmm. I thought, like, I believed that. But I don't think until Steve, I knew what it really felt like to be deeply in love and have it reciprocated and to, like, know that that person has your back as much as you have their back.
Yeah. Because
before it was like, I have their back 100%. I love you, you know? But it didn't feel like...
How do you explain that, though? Like, how do you explain, like when you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you break that down?
So ineffable. I feel like... I can't explain it because a lot of people don't even believe in that. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people, if you haven't experienced it, you're just like, I don't really think that exists. That's a movie thing. And they go the rest of their lives not thinking it exists. So they settle down with someone and they don't really feel that ever. Yeah. And I feel bad for that. And I want everyone to feel this feeling, but it's like feeling like you've known someone all of your life.
Yeah.
And maybe even before your life, it's like you look in their eyes and like their family, like you're so connected that it, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, like it feels like this knowing.
Right. And I think that like we've talked about this before, and I think that's the reason why I don't get into these relationships where like they're good dudes, they're doing well for themselves, they can treat me right. But it's like, since it's not that you've told me about before, I go, it's not it. So I'm like,
damn, is that bad? Maybe.
Maybe. But it's the fact that it's out. The fact that like it's possible is like, why wouldn't I go for that?
Right.
Why would I settle down with someone that's going to waste my time? Yeah, I 100%
agree with that.
Yeah.
Like I was ready to like be single forever until I could find that feeling. And I didn't think it was going to come that fast. I was really planning on having like a good 5 years of being single or something. But it was just great timing that he got out of a long relationship around the same time and we connected like really hard on that first date. But I don't know. I think that another problem is, or something that I think about sometimes, is if we had gone on a date the first time I met him, like if we hadn't been in serious relationships separately and we actually did go on a date when I met him, I was kind of the same as Bart, where like I thought he was kind of douchey. Like he was kind of mean to me in the beginning, and like in a, like I like to roast people, but he was like extra roasty. And I felt like he always like really picked on me, and it made me feel like bad. Like sometimes I would go to the bathroom and cry because,
oh shit,
he was like,
Steve, you dick.
Yeah, he was like, be mean.
Oh my
and
God.
Yeah, and I was like, he like thinks I'm stupid and he won't let it go. And and yeah, so I don't know, maybe if we got on a date then, I might have written him off and been like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
You know? But it was after like years of friendship and working together, and we were working on the specific video, Valentine's Day video, and it was a 3-day shoot where I got to like learn his sentimental side and like his really caring side and his romantic side. And I was like, whoa, this is not the guy that I thought it was. And you love exactly how I love. It's too bad my boyfriend and your girlfriend don't feel the same way about us.
Totally.
And then, yeah, we both got kind of broken up with in the same way. And
that's interesting, like the way that you love has to be the same. Not has to, but like love languages, like,
yes,
truly matter.
So important.
And I like, if you're the person that you're dating is giving you love in the way that they receive it, but you don't speak that language, it's gonna be like they don't care about you.
Hot mess. Dude, one of the hottest things ever was like, my dude asked me very, like, I mean, dude, like months into it, he said, hey, let's take this quiz. What's your love language?
Oh, and, my God.
Yeah. I think it's
just
funny.
Just barked at him.
I don't know how you are, Megan, but for me, like, our love is almost like very like strategic. It's almost like a partnership. Like we're like little robot people that are like highly sensitive and emotional, but that I don't think it's necessary. It can just, I don't know, it's really weird. So we kind of like, we communicate like in just very almost like robotic ways, but it works for us. And then I think that our bond is that we're a team and we do really amazing things together. We inspire each other constantly. Mm. And for me, like this has been the most impactful. And maybe I'm young and I just haven't had that like look into his eyes, but like that shit sounds so fucking whack to me.
What is your love language?
My love language is words of affirmation. Yeah. But I think that comes from, I grew up on the internet. And so since I couldn't like have like love and quality time and stuff, I needed to like hear things to know that like, you know, somebody, I had like internet relationships all through my teenage years. So I think that's where that came from. But then my second one is quality time.
Yeah. When you have an internet relationship, like, did you see them or you like FaceTime?
Like they would, I when I was 16, I flew my boyfriend out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I know, like, damn, okay.
I don't yeah, I did. His fucking bum ass. I flew his ass out, you know? So, yeah, so it didn't. But I was content with it because, like, I don't need a lot, you know? I have so much emotion in my own body. I don't fucking need yours.
Like, I don't know. That's so weird because I feel like I relate to you, but I have the opposite effect. So yeah. Like I had internet relationships only and my parents were never there. I was always alone. But I think that's why I crave quality time and physical touch and acts of service and quality time are my top two. And then physical touch is like right underneath. I'm just very needy. But
all of them are your language.
Yeah, yeah, all of them. Yeah. But not gift giving. I don't like that. And like words of affirmations like pretty glow on the bottom.
So if Steve goes like, I know you love pumpkin pie and this, like I brought this for you. You would be like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's. Okay. I mean, it's nice that he thought about me, but yeah. More like if I come home and he cleaned the whole house, gotcha. I'm like, this is amazing. God. Like, gotcha. He loves me.
Right.
And then what was the other thing you said? Oh, yeah. The emotional thing. I'm super emotional. I go through the gamut of emotions on a daily basis. But I think Steve is the perfect balance of like letting me have space and then I can go to him and get hugs whenever I want.
Aww.
Like it's a good like yeah. balance, like where he's not smothering and he's also there for me.
Yeah.
Nurturing. But it's opposite effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. What's your love language, Megan?
I am.
Sorry, I was like, Megan.
I used to be acts of service top, but I.
Wow.
Think, yeah. I like shit being done.
Why?
It's just like, there's already so much to do. Yes. So like, if you could help me in any way, because you know that I'm like dying, then like, that's so nice. You care about me enough to like yeah. do so, like wash the dishes or like pick something up for
leverage me. Some of the stuff that's like troubling me.
Right. Yeah. Like there's so much. And then like, I mean, we do this to ourselves. So like maybe if we didn't take on so much shit, we wouldn't need this. But quality time and recently words of affirmation, physical touch is like the least, like physical
really?
Touch wow. and gift giving is so low that like the last guy I dated, I was like so weird about PDA for some reason. I mean, probably because I wasn't committed. In and out, like you can't claim me. And so he would be out and he would like touch my back. And I just like,
oh wow!
I'm the same way.
Flop it around.
I'm the same way. Like I'll play it off, but like don't fucking touch me.
I'll just like scoot further and go, oh, there was something on the sidewalk. But like no, like don't touch me. No, uh-uh. But then I was like, I was trying to communicate with him, and I was like, hey, physical touch doesn't like work for me in public, but then like behind closed doors, I'm whatever. So I was like, whenever you have the urge to touch me, don't. I was like, don't, but like you could say, like tell me with your words.
I was like, I'm going to get my hand and rub it down the small of your back.
No.
Oh, like, God. Nah. It's so
no,
creepy.
But like, instead of
like a guy like running his knuckles up and down your lower back.
Oh, you have Kill scoliosis. Me. So it's like. No, but like,
that's what? How you view it. No wonder you don't want to be touched.
What?
I've had guys do that before where they like think they're like, I'm like, ugh.
Not like narrating what they're okay. doing, not stage directions, but like instead of touching me, telling me like how they feel about me. Like, oh, I would touch you right now, but like, I just want to let you know that like, I think you are intelligent and caring and wise beyond belief. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da.
Oh, so words of affirmation
yeah.
is?
Yeah. 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 And I was sure. like, that's how I learned that I was words of affirmation.
Oh.
When I was like, I would take your words versus your hands.
Ooh, okay, so I realized this a while ago. I think that men are horrible at communicating. So for me, words of affirmation is also so powerful because the guys I date, I get like a real sense of genuineness from them. Like beforehand, that's an attractive piece for me. So when they say that, I feel like they mean it,
right.
which like is like words of affirmation is like really good for me. I'm like, this was hard for you to say and I fucking love it.
Yeah, I think that's how I am. As a love giver, I could never date someone who needed the words of affirmation because I just can't give praise unless I really genuinely mean it. It's impressive and like I have to tell you what a good job you did.
Interesting.
Like other than that, I just have really high standards, I guess, where I'm like, I expect this level, so you don't get any praise for the being this level.
Or like what the baseline
and I
is.
Feel terrible, but that's how I was raised. Like my dad would only tell me what was wrong or what I did wrong. He never really like either one never really.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you want it because you didn't get it.
Right.
And then how are you going to give it when you're not used to it?
Right.
Yeah. How do you give something you don't understand?
I wasn't shown that form of love.
Because I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine going, like, not that I can't imagine. I can. And I have done it, but it's harder for me to give words of, like, praise and stuff because I'm just like, no, I need that.
Yeah, you need
that. Yeah. And I don't know how to do it. And then it just, like, unless I really feel it in my fucking core where I'm like, I got to tell you, this was awesome.
Yeah. Gio very rarely will be like, oh, good, like, good shit, like, good job or something like that. But, like, she will occasionally. Like, I'm trying to imagine Nikki being like, good job. And, like, my mind just goes blank.
Now you can empathize with Steve. Like,
absolutely.
So
blank.
When I give him praise for anything, he's like, whoa, you meant it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Wow. This is actually
you
good.
Monster.
I'm trying to get
kidding,
better.
I'm kidding. That's hilarious. I feel like with words of affirmation, because like also I didn't get it. So, but like I give what I want back. So like I'll tell the boys all the nice things of like how smart and funny they are and how great and da da da, and hopes that it comes back, and it doesn't.
Oh,
so I'm like,
you just need to find that person that understands, goes, oh, I see, and I ping pong you back.
Just ping pong me.
Yeah.
So does question? Does does career matter at all for you? I feel like as I get older, that, you know, that's a question for me now.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't something that I've been talking to my therapist for years about. But like, since I was so career forward in all of my 20s, like all of my relationships basically failed because career was first. It was before them. And so now that I'm old enough to like, I feel okay in my career, I don't really care anymore. It's really about the connection. But then again, the people that are in my circle and like the people that you vibrate with, like, are probably going to be on the same level of like career minded. I mean, in my experience.
That makes sense.
So like all the stand-ups that I date, like, are successful, like whatever, podcast people, whoever it is, like, they're successful. No one's like, can't make their rent or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of these days, you're going to find someone that you can call Honey. And let me tell you about Honey. Honey is a service that you can use that helps you save money. Honey helps you save money.
Bars.
To remember. So it's a browser extension. And so let's say you're shopping online at one of your favorite stores, and you go to checkout. You hit this Honey button and it runs through all these lists of codes that everyone has used to save money and like get discounts, and it will find you the best code that will save you the most money. And I think that's so cool. I've saved one of them. I saved 50% off of my checkout order. I was shocked. Yeah. Ooh. So it's worth it. It's free. You just like download it and put it on the extension, and then you just shop like normal, and the Honey finds you saving.
My favorite part is when that little bar is like searching for savings, and I'm like, come on, give mama 20%, and then like it'll pop up and it'll be like 35% saved, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, check out.
Yeah. And there's certain retailers that like I find you can get more codes from, and so I'll like specifically shop at those retailers because I know that Honey will find discounts.
Ooh, you got strategy.
Oh, you want me to say them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to mention other brands, but Lulu's, Wayfair. Oh, I'm dropping these names. Urban Outfitters, sometimes.
Oh, get those Wayfair discounts.
Yeah.
20% off of furniture?
Furniture's fucking expensive.
Yeah, that gets me rock hard.
That's savings. All talk without opening our mouth.
I felt good when Honey saved me money. So Honey's found its 10 million users over $1 billion in savings total. That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay. So listen, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and installs on your computer in just two clicks. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/BTCH. That's joinhoney.com/BTCH.
Use our referral code if you're downloading it, y'all. Use it. Help your boys out.
Well, this one's definitely not for the boys. This one's definitely for the girls. I'm going to introduce our next sponsor,
Lola. I'm sorry, is it Lola?
Yes, girl.
Oh!
Do you know about that?
Of course I know what Lola is. Did you know that women die every day using tampons with chemicals in them? Well, guess what? That's not happening with Lola. These are entirely organic. What kind of cotton? cotton.
There's just literally organic cotton.
It's organic. That's right. That was the trick, Gio. There's no extra ingredient. It's just organic cotton.
Oh, I missed the fuck. I'm so sorry. Thank you for that. Yes, organic. I've even heard rumors have it that like they put chemicals in the tampons that like make your period longer.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but then when you go organic, no one's claiming this, but I have heard from personal friends that are like, my period got shorter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, my thing is that like, what's in them tampons?
Yeah.
Nobody has to write it on there. And you putting it up there.
Yep. So it makes your month a little bit easier. Our subscription is fully customizable. You can choose from your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery.
Is this a full-on vagina service?
It is, girl.
What else they have?
Keep it clean and organic. Lola now offers cleansing wipes, and they are safe to use anywhere on the body.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, keep it clean.
That's right. Boys wash their dick in the sink. You can just wipe it up.
Wipe it up.
Dude, that's the thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it is for the boys. I'm sorry. Hey, boys, come back. Listen, you can use this too.
Yeah.
So for all of you guys listening right now, you guys get 30% off your first month months. Goddamn.
Subscription.
Visit mylola.com. Enter code BTCH when you subscribe.
Yay.
Yes.
You know, Lola also means grandma in
it does.
The Philippines. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good for you guys. Yeah. You guys got that one.
Saying we have a connection.
Yes.
So where were we? The guys, the ideal version of guys. So you're not in a, you would rather like take your time and find the person that is like, this dude that gets you, that has your love language, that speaks to your soul, then like be in a rush to settle down.
Yeah. But then again, I really like, after my last relationship, I really did like a lot of self-work and I was like alone and good alone. And now I'm like, okay, whoever's going to be in my ether, even if it's not the right one, I can like work. I can still continue to do the work of like, what are they teaching me about myself? What can I learn from them? What can I learn from our dynamic that isn't working? Like, how can this still work for the better of me and of this other person?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because not enough people talk about that they're, everyone's very concerned with, how do I find the guy, how do I find the right one, how do I find the girl, but they don't do any work on themselves to be the person you're trying to attract.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important.
I saw one of those little, I follow so many of these little like psychology meme accounts.
Oh my God, me too.
Okay, cool.
It's like sometimes I just need that little one liner.
Sometimes my entire feed is that now, just like therapist this, holistic that.
Or like mindset therapy.
Yeah.
Like happiness journal.
Yep. Oh, I'm so into that. The one today said, the issue is you're looking for someone to love you more than you will love yourself.
Oof.
Mm. Yeah. That's and it's like, good. Yes, I have been doing that. Like, I'm always like, oh, this person's going to save me from being alone. This person's going to save me from being insecure. This person's going to save me for not actually loving myself. But like, no.
That's a popular mentality.
Yeah. Well, and it's also being very self-aware and knowing that those are the things that you're seeking out. Because I'm trying to like think, because I've been out of the fucking dating game for so long, where I'm like, in the past, at least, I would try to make it work with the person, because I'm like, well, they can get there. They have enough qualities that I appreciate that I'm like, okay, well, there's something kind of missing, but I think I can make it work.
Yeah. But instead of feeling like them bringing you up, it's you like lugging them
along. And I didn't realize. I never realized. I just thought that's what you're supposed to do. Like, I'm in a better place that they are, so I can just bring them up to where I'm at, and then we can kind of just work on it and become like this like partnership.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's because like so much is out there that's like, relationships are work, relationships are work, and it's like drilled into you like, relationships are work and marriage is not fun and and it's not, doesn't have to be that way. I think it's just a lot of people are mismatching, or like they're not taking the time to work on themselves and like figure out who they are and what makes them happy alone before like having someone else enter and just, you know, add to that.
Yeah.
Instead, they're looking for someone to fulfill all the things that they feel are missing in themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so sad that like, I want people to feel that they can, you know, have
their
that
person
lifts them.
Right. I have my friend Shannon Boudrum. I'm going to drop her book. She just put out a book, Game of Desire. And I mean, of course, she's my whole girl.
So plug.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to her book. I didn't get to read it, but I heard the whole thing. And one of the things that she did where I'm like, ooh, that's interesting, I want to learn more about myself, is she has this exercise where you go and you try to reconnect, whether that's the email, in person, or whatever, with all of your exes. And you say, hey, like,
Why do you think we didn't work?
Oh my God. I love this. I always talk about this. I talk about relationship breakup surveys.
Yes.
Like that, not like,
like an exit survey.
Yes. An exit interview of like what went wrong.
Yes.
What went right? Any feedback?
Yeah.
Like would be awesome. Yeah.
Have you done it?
No.
Wait, who are you talking about it with?
Crazy.
I don't think so.
Well, no, it's just if the people aren't on that level of being self-aware enough to like kind of also detach from it to be like, this is what was going on. I mean, I guess I have done it once. An ex-boyfriend came back after 6 years and we just reconnected the other day. Huge news in this world.
Yeah.
And we were like, we talked about it, but not on purpose. We were like, oh, we were so young. Everything was petty. We really shouldn't have done this. Sorry for yelling at you. I was jealous.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't really, I mean, I guess so. It was that without trying to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So she what's up, Buzz? Oh,
I'll chime in. I have like a really dark turn for this, but I'll share. But no,
okay.
Keep going. Where were you?
No, I was just saying like I thought that was really, really cool because when Bart and I were kind of having like our dark phases of our relationship, we had like this really deep like conversation that took like fucking like a whole day of just us talking and trying to uncover things and pulling these arrows out.
Yeah.
And then we felt so relieved at the end of it that we were like, oh shit, I think we should reconnect with our exes and tell them like, hey, sorry if I was shitty in this type of way. And it was like very therapeutic. Yes, it's not the survey part of it, but it is like
you reached out to your exes?
Yeah, every single ex. And I was like, hey, sorry if I was ever really shitty with you. I was really young and I just explained my side of things. Not that I recall like a lot of the memories of it, but just the feeling of the relationship. So I put that out there and it just kind of opened up like the door for them to be like, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. I was actually doing this. And it was like a cool like.
Did you feel like you carried a little bit of a burden at all from maybe some of the bad things you felt like you had done in relationships?
I don't know if I thought about it that deeply.
I kind of did. So so I was the problem in all of my relationships, but it came from something really, really bad that I realized maybe a year and a half ago. Long story short, when I was in fifth grade, I dated a guy named Josh. I was absent from school one day and I came back to school and everyone was like, Josh is dating Zoe now. And that was my...
Fuck Zoe.
Yeah, that was my...
And Josh.
And also, Zoe was my best friend.
Fuck Zoe. So, I felt
it. But this is in fifth grade and that was my very first relationship. Well, fast forward to ninth grade, I dated a guy. I was 15. He was 18. After 9 months, he broke up with me cold, out of nowhere. I was head over heels in love and it just ended and there was no coming back from that. And that had also happened to me again in fifth grade. So what happened was for the next 10 years of my life, I recreated this relationship with everyone that I dated.
Oh, I just got chills.
Yeah, it was really bad. I dated a guy when I was 18 and he loved me and I cut him off cold, like, yeah, in the middle of it. Because that's what I was...
You were going to do it first before they did it to you.
Yes. And that's also what I was taught love was. Like, this will happen to me every time. And I could not bear that hurt again. So I recreated it in that one. Then when I was 20, I did it with somebody else. And then I didn't really date after that for a few years. And with the guy I'm dating now, there was a point where I thought I was going to do it again. And I cared about this guy so much. And I realized, I was like, wait, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I had to go back to the guy when I was 18. I found him on Facebook and I straight up told him, I was like, hey, where did this come from? Why did you do this to me? Was it malicious? Was it me? Or what's going on in your life? And he told me it wasn't you. It was, you know, this was going on in my life. I was, you know, 18. I was confused. This. And it relieved me of that curse that had like been put on me for 10 years that fucked up all of my relationships. So like, I mean, I kind of just say that like as a lesson that like something that dark probably is going to happen to everyone, but somebody may have created for you what love what is, and you may be reenacting that, you may be reacting to that. And you, as you get older, some of the tools that got you through life when you were younger, you have to change out those tools.
Yeah.
Like when you're at, like later in your 20s and when you're in your 30s, you need new tools too, because the same things that served you when you were 15 to protect you, it does not work out 10 years later. And if you sense yourself, and that goes for a lot of things, even outside of love, if you sense yourself in some kind of pattern, you really have to tackle that and like figure out like, where is this coming from? And sometimes you have to go back to your past and release it.
Absolutely.
And you don't always have to talk to the person, but like you said, with relationships, journal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What did you do? What did they do? And you also give yourself some credit because you're older now and you can see things differently. So that's
wasn't dark at all.
Yeah, I feel like it was a little dark.
It was actually, it's
very good.
Even like when you're below six, like you develop coping mechanisms when you're a baby, and sometimes you don't realize that you brought those into adulthood. And that's what a good psychologist is for,
because
they can unpack all of that and like rewire your mindset and the way that you approach life. I think that's really healthy for anybody to go through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. if you have things that you were doing in a relationship at 15, 16, 18, if you are still doing those at 28, hold the fuck up. Like, you have to look at yourself and you have to do it for yourself to better yourself and to not bring that into a relationship, not to bring that into a job, not to bring that into a friend.
Because everything's a relationship. It's not necessarily romantic. Like, we have a relationship, you know, and it's the same thing. You have to uphold it and take responsibility.
And I was reading that sometimes, similar to that, even friendships, you tend to recast the same situations over and over again in your life if you don't recognize the pattern and break it. Yeah. And journaling is really helpful for that, because when you're going through something, you can look back and see if you're actually repeating a pattern and it's something that you can change and take responsibility for, which I think is really cool. Bringing it back to what you look for in a guy, because I just want to share, and Megan already knows this, I've shared this before, but I might have shared it on this podcast before, but
did you share it with me though?
Yeah, for sure. But how I wrote down, like, that I wanted to find a guy exactly like Steve Green, and then 3 months later we were dating and I didn't know it was gonna be him, but I was like, if someone out there can find that type of guy, I can too. And I was like, I want exactly that type of guy.
Can you manifest Steve?
Yeah, and I wrote his name down.
Dude, that's
not
so
saying
sweet.
You have to drop a name, but
I did that with Bart. Think,
really?
I just realized, like, okay, so I had just gotten out in a relationship. We were snowed in. We had to talk. So I'm all crying because I'm like saying, I wasted so much fucking, like 3 years on this fucking ex-boyfriend of mine. He sucked. And then I felt so relieved talking to him. And I was like, man, there's hope, because there's a guy like you out there. I want to find myself a Bart. I said that out loud.
To him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nikki, stop.
See?
It.
I'm Gio, I'm
stop
sorry.
It.
So, Megan, just putting it out to the universe. What would that be?
Oh.
Like who?
Just a summary that's like,
yeah.
Like, I will not stop until I find this guy.
She's like a Brad Pitt.
No, honestly, I will name a celebrity just so it'll clear me of anybody that we know.
Yeah.
But like a John Mulaney type.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Wait, my God.
Ooh.
Definitely would not survive overnight outside. Yeah. Oh, that's
type.
Yeah.
Funny, but not like a super pessimistic.
Not a super pessimistic funny. He also grew up in the church and then is not Catholic anymore. So hello, here we are. And then he, like, the way that he talks about his wife is so beautiful. Like, he's really behind. And here's my new background.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And he's like cute, like he's not cute. Too cute.
Wait,
yeah, what happened to Bo? Did you break up with Bo?
Oh, I do love a good Bo Burnham.
What's Bo?
Bo Burnham.
That's that's been her obsession. That's like her Eminem.
Oh. Yeah. I feel like Bo Burnham is like just a wacky guy.
He's really a little darker.
Though, too.
Really? Yeah.
Like, did you see his special?
I don't know. I just picture whenever Bo Burnham walks, he like goes like this when he's walking. Like,
really?
Like, ways left and right.
I got a completely
don't
different.
Yuck. Don't yuck her yum.
Dude, I didn't say that's a bad thing. It's just a visual.
Okay, then I did. I'm sorry. I yucked.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Bo is my.
That's
Eminem.
Like when somebody says something not racist, and you're like, "Hey, don't be racist," and you're like, what?
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
him as like a deeply analytical person.
So much so.
Yeah. That turns it into humor, which is like very attractive. Mm-hmm. I can totally see why he is your type.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that you named John Mulaney, I'm like, wow, Bo's got some competition. He didn't even know.
Yeah. Those would be great. Someone that's like a mashup of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Well, universe, hearing that?
Are you hearing this, universe?
Hearing it?
Damn, that's so wild, because you would think like Megan, right? Like, she's like the super hot chick that would have everyone knocking at her door all the time. I mean, we're all super hot chicks, you know?
Yeah. Talking about you.
Honestly,
yes.
And to be like fuck no.
I'm sure she's not at a shortage of people knocking at her door. It's just like
the quality.
Come on, the right one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. But people think like it should be easy. You know, you're just so hot. It should be easy.
Yeah, I would picture you with like The Rock.
Oh no. Dude, if people have too many muscles, I'm like, I can't do this.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. My sister and I have such different types.
Like, I want your arm to be like one limb, not like six fucking like pieces of muscle. Like, I don't want that.
I think it has to do with the feeling like home when they hug you, or when you are like cuddled next to them. I need it to feel like a little comfy, not like rock hard solid.
Oh no, I need a fucking fortress. I need a castle. You know what I mean? Like, I want it to feel secure,
right?
Impenetrable.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wonder if it's because like you're so like Amazonian, like you're tall and strong already, like fierce yourself. Yeah. You can't have like a puny guy.
I can't. No, totally. I think because I just have such a like a strong personality and like, yeah, mm-hmm. That I'd be like, oh my God, you're my bitch. And I can't, yeah. I can't feel that yeah. about a guy.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. When Steve and I first started dating, I had trouble because he had just lost like 30 pounds.
I saw his YouTube
so
video.
So bony.
It was wild.
Yeah, that was like, you're skinnier than me. It feels weird because your like pelvis bone is going into my thigh and I don't have a pelvis bone for you.
For you.
It's really weird.
For you.
But then you gained some weight. I put some fat on that boy.
Yeah, good yeah. job.
That's that Filipino cooking.
Yeah.
Why is it me who made that awkward?
I think your face just like changed so
I was
roughly.
Like, I thought I'd do an impression of you so you know why it was. You went,
yeah, because I'm at attention.
I thought something like came in and I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna yeah, step on her gold.
Babe, no. Oh, I do have a face when I'm about to say something. It's like fucking That's So Raven. I'm like,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We backed off. Because
you went from this to like, and yeah. so we're like, oh, she's gonna say something.
Yes, there's a bit plot on. Twist. I've got nothing. George, can I have the Patron?
But yes, it's tough out there, folks.
Dude, hold on. I want to know. I feel like you've never talked about this before, Gio. Maybe you have. Maybe I just
why
don't
am I
know.
Megan's our guest.
Because I can't imagine this.
What, us having sex?
Absolutely not. Oh. Where did absolutely
because she was
not.
Saying, remember that JK News episode where she's like, I can picture Steve and Nikki, like I can even hear them hugging and doing all that. Oh. She's like, but not you two.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Fucking weird, first of all. But I want to like...
Did you take a shot?
Yeah. Wow. But I want to know, what was the guy that you dated before Bart like?
So he was very Korean. Like a very Korean...
But muscly?
He was very athletic. Okay. Yeah. And not as athletic as Bart. Okay. Definitely athletic. He was 6'1", or so he was taller. Mm-hmm. He was very goal-oriented. He wanted to, like, he was going to SC. Like, he had, like, his business plans all set up, ready to go. But he was just very Korean.
Oh, yeah. So you have a type. Goal-oriented, athletic.
Yeah.
Like...
Asian.
Like my exes were just like Megan's exes. Like,
are they single now? I'm not down. I'm not against hand-me-downs.
You don't want that.
Don't let him do that, Megan. No. I know.
The ex that I know of Nikki's, I met him at a party and he was dressed up like the Duffy Man from the Simpsons. And he was handing out the shittiest gifts I've ever seen. It was like magnets or something, but they had like little bows on them, like for Christmas. It was so that's my impressions of Nikki's.
I don't know any of your exes.
Yeah.
Can you
don't need to
describe
them? They're bad for you. Them. They're toxic people. Him, I don't like to really talk much about him.
Anybody, like just the toxic. Type.
So what attracted me to them is the dark humor personality, ability to deliver jokes.
She said,
I'm turning around right now with the description.
So did I do that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Wait, you thought you were in on the joke?
I thought you did that. Dude, wait, I just went, like, yeah, you were did. Coming out.
I didn't say anything.
And I mean, that being even more natural is like, wait, she was like the dark seat. Remember, you're like,
Yeah, so that ability to deliver a joke dryly where you don't know, like where hey, I'm making a joke right now. It's like a dry humor joke. I really like that. I also think it, to me, is like this display of confidence in a way where like you are so like comfortable with people not knowing if you're joking or not. And and I like it. It's just a specific type of humor that I really get and understand. And it doesn't matter what they look like or like who they are as a person, like that just makes me fall in love with them immediately. And then usually because this is coming from a dark place, like the way they're able to have such dry, dark, cynical humor is because they have a dark place. That darkness is what destroys the relationship. It's right. Like very toxic, a lot of narcissism. Like I found out later that I can be codependent when I'm with a narcissist, and that's like a toxic relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And so like they need me to fulfill their narcissism and I need them to validate me because they're with me and they're, you know, I don't know. It's a weird thing. You could look it up, that like whole bond that happens. But yeah, when the cool thing is when you get out of a relationship like that, you can stop being codependent, but narcissists can't really stop being narcissists. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Megan, any common denominators with your exes?
Oh my God. It's so hard to like think about them. because I just never think about them anymore. But I guess, I mean, they're all really sweet guys. Like, there's none of them are mean. And I think that's like, I won't date you if you're mean.
So that's like, a deal breaker. You're mean.
High standards. I like it.
They're all really nice. I mean, they all like liked me too much. And that was like kind of the thing that I couldn't get down with. It just felt like they liked them more than I liked them. And it was unfair.
Is it because the pacing was faster than your pacing? Like where you could have probably liked them that amount, but they were moving too fast for you?
Yeah. Two of my longest relationships I was forced into.
Is it an arranged marriage?
One of them gave me like a deadline. They're like, you'll be my girlfriend by December. And I was like, we'll see about that. And then
it was like ultimatum or something.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know. Maybe he was like very confident. Yeah, wanted like, me enough.
That's pretty
humor,
sexy.
Humor, but confidence.
Yeah.
Too. I'd be like, oh, will I? I'm like, I will.
Yeah. Then, I'm like, you already got me. Yeah.
And then the long, long one, like we really committed when he like drove 8 hours to tell me that he loved me when I was like on a job. And it's like these guys doing like these Jim Halpert moves to make me be like, yes, this is the one. And that's something I'm dealing with now is I think that I've been programmed for these men to like be going above and beyond so that if the people I'm dating now aren't like doing the most, I'm like, oh, you don't care. You're not worth my time.
Oh, wow. So you need like grandiose gestures or like subconsciously think
I'm, like,
that there should
for
be.
For life.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You're not fucked
not
for life.
Not for life, but like.
For now.
For now.
But with that mind, with that mindset, yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be like that, but like that's what I am used to.
You recognize it now, so therefore you can cut it off faster.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, oh God. I mean, but that's like, that makes me feel taken care of.
Right.
That type
no,
of
I agree. And like when Steve and I first started dating, we were both like that. We're like, I was doing Jim Halpert moves and he was too. And like they were matching. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like we were just really trying to blow each other out of the water.
Right.
But then after like, you know, a year or so, we're like, hey, so we're both impressed by each other, right? So let's just like drop it. Like, let's just save our money for like cool things like trips and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do now is like, we don't do like crazy birthdays or gifts or anniversaries or anything, but we save it and go on like an end of the year trip and we like that a lot. But in the beginning, I do agree like that those things do impress and
totally
it's like a swoon and like you're being courted and like
totally
this guy like cares enough to see to value you and like see what you like and match it. And
do you guys see any sort of like correlation or pattern with like relationships that go a little bit past 3 years? Like I've been noticing
a year
like,
and a half for me.
Really?
I think the year and a half is the make or break it point.
Oh,
for me.
For me it's three. Like if I can get to the three and we get past it, then shit gets really fucking shaken up. I know.
How many years do you have?
I know. I've only dated like
been three. Yeah, and it's not working.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I think cause it can be comfortable the first year, right? Like it's still puppy love.
Yeah.
You're still discovering so much. And especially if you don't live together.
Yeah.
Is like for your one and a half, is it live together?
Oh, true. Like I usually move in pretty quickly.
That could be it. So maybe if you didn't, it would be the 3 year mark. I feel like after 3 years.
But see, that's
like,
why I'm pro moving in because it speeds up whether or not you should break up.
I agree.
Or,
oh,
like, stay
really?
Together.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because all these little things that you
have you ever
you
lived with anyone?
Big deal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was forced.
You'll move in by January.
We'll see.
It's like, back. Picture like a ransom note. It's like all different letters.
I'm picturing we'll Megan with like one of those little sticks with the bandana tied in the end. She's like,
running away from home. That's all of my belongings in a tiny bandana. Yeah.
A little polka dot one.
A DIY bandana.
But yeah, that's so fascinating because I'm always like, oh, I'm not going to move in with somebody until like year two and a half.
Oh, you have like a set number.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to throw one out. It felt right. It would feel right. But since I did live with someone when I was 18, it was like, no, this is horrific. But I guess you're right. I mean, like the older I get, I'm like, yeah, you would get to the answer sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like sex before marriage. It's like, I want to test the merchandise out before I commit. So if we move in and I find out immediately I can't live with you.
Yeah.
Then we can't get married.
That's so true.
And if we move in together, it has to be like in a neutral apartment where we're both moving in.
Both.
Yeah. Cause you're not going to fucking tell me. You got to get out of my place.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're both moving out of this.
Oh, hell no. Yeah. You're not moving into my place. I'm not moving into yours. We going to sign that lease together.
That happened to me where my ex lost his place, but like got laid off of his job. And so he lived around the corner from me. And I was like, well, you can just like crash here, you know? And then he ended up working out this thing where it's like, hey, if I pay half the rent, like, can I live here? And I'm like, sure. So that one was kind of like more forced in. And then whenever he didn't pay the rent, he'd be like, I was fucked because like it's my name on the lease. So mm-hmm. I had to bear all the responsibility. And he often didn't pay the rent.
No.
And yeah, it was that was a weird situation. But
yeah, I feel like I'm in a spot where like in your like teens, in your early 20s, you're just like, yeah, love, blah, 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 blah. And like now that I'm in my late 20s, I'm like, you need a job. You need a career trajectory. You need a savings account. And we need to like, I need to know what your future entails. Whereas before, I didn't care. It was just looks, personality. Do we love each other? And now there's this very adult factor that's like kind of scary, but it happens, you know?
Yeah, I think as you get older, you develop more standards.
Yeah.
Because you're ready to like move on to a next portion of your life, which is like, you know, for some people.
We need kids and family, and they need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Megan, for joining the bitches today.
Thank you.
We value your bitch presence. We really hope that you find that dude out there. He is out there.
You are going to find him.
And yeah.
You are. Thanks. Sure you are.
What if it is John Mulaney, though?
He's married so happily.
Oh. And Megan, where can they find you?
At Megan Mattoon. And I have my podcast, Just a Tip.
Just a Tip.
Just a love tip. It.
I love her podcast. Ooh, you give such good advice.
Dang.
Yeah.
What is your dating advice? Can we close with the dating advice from all these
Are we on just the tip right now?
Relationship advice in general. Yeah, if I can just
I know
ask
you said that people say that it's hard work. But it really is hard work, but it's like when you're passionate about like a project and like it doesn't feel like work, it's like this good stress. That's what it's like.
Yeah, I'm all for positive stress.
So work for it. Work for it. It's not easy.
Work for it. Okay, Nikki.
You got to work. Okay, so take the time. Don't rush into a relationship because you're like, whoop, I'm 28 now. Gotta start thinking about marriage because my biological clock says I need to have kids before 35. And then by the time we get married and blah, blah, blah. Like too many people do that. I've heard that so many times. Like, yeah, I don't feel the same way about him like you and Steve, but you guys are different. But like, it's time for me to get married. And like, it's not time for you to get married.
Yeah, getting pregnant can happen so fast.
And divorce is really expensive. So just save yourself.
Save yourself is the advice.
Really just like save yourself for the right person.
Yeah. Okay, relationship advice?
I had time to think too. communicate.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it's like safe to say that like nobody is 100% happy. We're all like, at times we get a little down, we get a little insecure. And two people that are either feeling down or insecure that can't communicate is a fucking train wreck. Like, dead ass, it's just not gonna happen, you know? So be in tune with yourself, be in tune with your partner, and try to talk as much as you can. And don't be afraid to express your feelings, because if they run away from your feelings, then they're probably not right for you.
Amen.
Got all that, Megan?
Yeah, what's yours?
Got it. Mine is...
She was taking it.
It doesn't have to be somebody else that you're in a relationship with, because it all starts with you. Starts and ends with you.
Ooh, I love that. Why couldn't that be mine?
She hit us with the fire.
No.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe. Rate us on iTunes. Thanks to our sponsors today, Lola, Native, Honey, and DoorDash. You can get so many discounts on all of those by using our codes. Those are all in the description. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bitches.